New diagnostic codes are now part of any healthcare you seek. Hospitals, doctor's offices, urgent care centers, they will all be using the new ICD-10 codes for vaccination status. This is track and trace without your permission, including those who took the shots, figured out this is a mass genocide to take any more. And we'll look at a forecasting tool that shows it was all about taking out 2/3 of our population, 2/3 of America. And those dirty pharmaceutical companies, looks like violating federal laws and writing checks for fines is just part of normal business. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Well, I'm freshly back from the Nashville Reawaken America tour, where I spoke to a huge crowd of thousands at Pastor Greg Locke's incredible church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Stay tuned, because later in the show, I'm going to show you a clip from my speech and some fun pictures. Well, tonight's headline segment is on the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a federal agency that I've talked about before on the show. This agency is the one, or one of the many, that have taken away our patient rights in hospitals, cleared the way for the CDC death protocol of fake positive PCR tests for COVID, forced narcotics, forced infusions of the deadly drug remdesivir, and of course their beloved ventilators. Now, CMS, which is powered by the fact that they provide health care coverage to more than, that means they pay for it, to more than 100 million Americans through Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Health Insurance Marketplace, formerly known as, you know, Obamacare, the Affordable Act. Well, they've now instituted new diagnostic codes. The ICD-10 codes is the 10th version of the International Classification of Diseases. Every doctor and nurse knows what it is. Every billing manager knows what it is. It's used globally, as well as in the United States, as a diagnostic coding system for insurance and other payment reimbursement, as well as epidemiology tracking, health management, you know, resource allocation, and clinical purposes. Every doctor's office or hospital that treats patients uses the ICD-10 codes. Well, recently CMS added 3 new, very interesting codes to track vaccination status. And you can only imagine what they're going to do with that. So on their website, we'll take a look there at cms.gov. Here's what they say about what they instituted. Let me just share this with you, because the first sentence says it all. It says the 2022 ICD-10 CM, if you want to look it up, and I urge you to do so, in response to the ongoing national emergency concerning COVID-19. Can I just stop there? They should not be getting away with this. This should tell you that this is an operation. This isn't about your health. There is no ongoing national emergency, right? But they have to justify it, even though it's a lie. In response to the ongoing national emergency concerning COVID-19, the Centers for Disease Control, that everybody now knows is lying about everything, and that recalled their PCR test, but still let you use it, and they use it to diagnose and to get numbers? Well, they're implementing 3 new diagnostic codes. They call it diagnosis codes. Z28.310, Z28.311, and Z28.39. We're gonna look at all 3 of those. They've entered those, added their brand new into the ICD-10 system. Okay? And then they show you on the bottom, and they have hyperlinks to it, and you can go look at it. Well, let's take a closer look at the first code, which is Z28.310. Let me bring that up. That is my first picture. So this says, this first new code is Z28, Zulu, for those of you who use the military alphabet, Zulu28.310. And this is they're all billable specific ICD-10 codes that can be used to indicate a diagnosis for reimbursement purposes. Oh yeah, right, okay, yeah, it's for reimbursement. It's to track and trace you. It's to know who took it, who took one, who took two, who took both but didn't follow up in a timely way. Oh, wait till I get to that. Okay, so this is unvaccinated for COVID-19. This is the beginning of the imposition of holding you down and injecting you, my friends. You better take this very seriously, because this is the first step. Well, actually, there are a lot of first steps, but this is a hardcore track and trace on you. Whether you took it, whether you took one, whether you didn't take your second one, whether you missed a booster, but you got your booster, you just took it late. Naughty, naughty. So when Todd Callender says, yeah, they're gonna trace you, they're gonna know what you've done, and oh, you need groceries for your family this week? No. ICD-10 code Z28.310. You've got 30 days to take your shot. You're not getting food for your family. Doesn't sound so far-fetched now, does it? Okay, let's go to picture number two, because I want you to see that these are real. Picture number two is diagnostic code, the second new code, Zulu28.311. This is partially vaccinated, right? Well, Dr. Jane, who's going to decide who, you know, what's partially? Oh, don't worry. Your DOD, HHS, former government, now all one with pharma. I don't care what anybody says, okay? It's all rolled into one now. Pharma is an arm of the government. The government is not what you think it is. The government you thought you had is gone. And you're being run now by many aspects of the World Health Organization, but mostly by the DOD military leadership and then down through HHS, okay? This is partially vaccinated. Okay, so this is going to be got one shot, didn't follow up with the second. Those of you who figured out that this is dangerous, they're coming for you too. That's why we all have to align. We have to stand up with and for the jabbed, unless they're still, you know, in la-la land thinking they can't wait to get their eighth booster. Those are helpless. Hopeless and helpless. Done. I'm done too. But there are a lot of people that regret this. They know they made the wrong choice. There's a well-known blogger named Scott Adams. Did a very, very depressing post in Twitter. And said, you know, kind of like you won. Well, nobody won. But the point is, he gets it. He gets it. And he's stunned because he's a bright guy, you know, who's an analyst who digs into things. And what I said to him through Twitter was, you just connected the wrong dots. That's all. You know, it happens. But we've got to stand together, because this code, Zulu28.311, is for a lot of people in that category. Hey, I'm not taking any boosters, or I took a first booster and my two shots. I'm done. I get it. You're going to be caught up in this code. Okay. So picture number three. Let's bring up picture number three. Is Zulu 28.39. And this one, this is my personal favorite out of the three. This one is other, under immunization status. Other, under. Oh, now you're under immunized. You're unvaccinated, you're partially vaccinated, or you're under immunized. And the two subcategories they put under this are delinquent immunization status. That's the naughty, you're going to pay. Maybe they won't pay your bill. Maybe your child has, you know, a rare disease, or your mom has cancer or whatever. They won't pay the insurance on those other things if you're not immunized. See how they're going to hold your health care hostage? That's why you need to get out. Okay, hold tight. The second subcategory is lapsed immunization schedule status. So here's the point. Here's my point. If you give the information up as to whether or not you took the shots, you will be categorized forevermore, trapped as unvaccinated, partially vaccinated, according to whatever they feel like defining it, including delinquent immunization. Oh, I can just see everything coming with that one. Or lapsed immunization. Look, this is the exact same thing as holding your job over your head if you don't take the shots. You're going to be threatened and coerced to cave to this because you may feel trapped because you want your insurance bill reimbursed. But I'm here to tell you that you may very well end up paying for it with your life. And many who did not heed my warnings, who took it to go on that European trip, who took it to be with their friends in college, who took it to keep their job, many of them have paid with their lives, and many more are paying with permanent disability. And I want to say something else. It's not about myocarditis. Okay? That's because some frontline doctors want to sell their, you know, their trumped up, you know, supplements for myocarditis. You look at the DMED data, which is a clean data set. You talk to the DOD whistleblowers like Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. The explosion of cancer, of neurological diseases and damage, paralysis, permanent tremors. It's not about myocarditis or your heart. Important area, but it's about so much more. So much more. They will box you in if they get you trapped into not getting your insurance paid. It's the same thing as losing your job. Remember something. He who pays calls the shots. Literally, in this case. I'm not joking. This is very serious. If you refuse to give up your status, this system could very well fall apart. And that would be a good thing, but it requires large numbers of people. American healthcare is sketchy right now anyway, with doctors still trying to push you into taking the shots, hospitals trying to kill all of us. This is why I've been urging all of you to create small and local protective systems, including safer, small healthcare systems and providers aligning together in your community so that you're not vulnerable the next time to this big government medical tyranny. Well, I hope you've seen now how they're going to try to box everyone in. And if you think this is a long way off, don't forget Florida Statute SB 2006 that Governor DeSantis left on the books against all of our protests, including some in the Florida legislature. This allows anyone to be injected or quarantined at any time at the whim of the Department of Health. I kid you not. And Florida's law SB 7014 that DeSantis a few months ago signed into law maintaining the CDC death protocol in the state of Florida, like reinforcing it until 2023. So this is very serious. And that's why I made it the lead story. You need to know this. Before we break, I want to urge you to consider protecting your retirement savings if you've got $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, because you could be at risk of seeing your hard-earned money disappear. Since those systems are so dependent on federal debt, the Fed, interest rates, the billions going to the Ukraine, and all the resulting inflation. But thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. So I want to urge you to call GoldCo at 855-791-2619 to get a free IRA kit and learn more about how you can protect that retirement savings. And you could even get $10,000 in free silver just for doing it. Don't wait. Call GoldCo today at 855-791-2619. Stay with me, because in the next segment, I'm going to show you a fascinating forecast system called the Deagle Forecast. And when you see the difference between what other countries are forecasted to lose in terms of their population compared with the United States, you'll know that we are the target. I'll be right back. Well, the show is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health, LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo food line, Cocoa Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing you're doing something good for your body. They start with 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then they blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you have ever felt. Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and reducing inflammation with one simple drink. It's friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. They're offering up to 15% off when you use the promo code RUBY. Go to earthechofoods.com and use the discount code RUBY for your 15% off. Welcome back. So there's an entity called the Deagle Corporation, and it's listed online as a minor branch of U.S. military intelligence. Thought you knew all of the deep state? Well, here comes another one. This is one of the many secretive organizations that collects data for high-level decision-making purposes and prepares confidential briefing documents for agencies like the National Security Agency, the United Nations, and the World Bank. It's basically a private online source for military capabilities of the world's nation-states, and it released a 2025 report that analyzed countries by projected population size, GDP, defense budget, and more. And here's the shocking information about it. It predicts a 70% reduction in the size of the U.S. population. But I was just as shocked to learn that I didn't see that degree of reduction for very, very many other countries, or to even get close to that. But looking a little closer and talking to a couple of other analysts, here's what we found out. What this essentially means is that they are predicting that 2/3 of the American population will be wiped out by 2025. Did you hear me? They are predicting that 2/3 of you will be gone in less than 2 years. The population density of the United States, according to this report, will drop from 34 inhabitants per square mile, as it was last measured in 2016, to only 6 inhabitants per square mile. These are averages. Don't come back and hit me over the head for the math. And they put particular emphasis on what America might look like with only 7 years. And by the way, if you search the Deagle Corporation or the Deagle Forecast, that's D-E-A-G-E-L, you won't find much of anything on Google, but you'll find a ton on DuckDuckGo. Anyway, they're not alone in their prediction. They're saying this is what America's going to look like in 7 years. MIT back in 2018 predicted a dramatic drop in 2020. And I'd like to know how they did that before most of us were aware of this pandemic hoax. And they also predicted something they called the end of America as we know it by 2040. Well, no kidding if you wipe out 2/3 of our population. So here's a look, rather, at a spreadsheet for Deagle 2025 for their forecast. And there are two things I'd like you to pay close attention to. We're going to scroll down. And when you look at this, let me just kind of orient you to this. There are a whole bunch of columns, okay, with the GDP and the changes and all that. What I want you to focus on in this is my picture one for my producers, are the first three columns, right? We'll do a slow scroll and just focus on the first three columns. These are, first of all, the country. I'm sorry, technically the first four columns. It's the country, the population as last measured in 2017, the population prediction for 2025, and the percent of population change. So I want you to pay, close attention as we scroll down and consider that. Okay. You look at the United States, which is third in line. It has 300 and as of 2017, 316,440,000 population. Now it's probably much more than that with all the illegals that ran over the southern border that's wide open. But if you slide over to the next column, population by 2025, less than 2 years from now, the American population is predicted to be 99 million? 99,553,100. This is less than 2 years away. What I want you to notice that this drop, this is the second thing I want you to think about. This drop in the United States population not only means that 2/3 of you will be gone in less than 2 years. Yeah, two-thirds of you now. We've already lost about maybe 3 or 4 million. That's going to be a huge drop from now until 2025. But the second thing is looking at other countries by way of that third column, you see the percent change, the population change in percentage? It starts with the United Kingdom. This is how they're ranked. It's by how much you're going to lose percentage-wise. The United Kingdom dropping almost 80% of their population. Ireland losing 72%. The United States almost 70%. Germany losing 2/3. Luxembourg, Israel, and many others by half of their populations. Well, remember Craig Partycooper from Team Enigma? Well, he's not just about lot numbers and how bad is your batch. Craig released a report on predictions of global population reduction from the same military analysis website, Deagle. And he links mass slaughter to the vaccines in, watch this, in countries inhabited mainly by white people of European descent in his report. Partycooper calculated the percent population reductions for each country based on the difference between the current population in the 2020 forecast by rank and sorted each country in the order of the largest population reduction. So I think this other spreadsheet is really his work because the numbers look pretty similar. And his hypothesis was that the culling of human beings, this is so chilling, the culling of human beings would have an epicenter centered in the countries and powers, watch this, that are running the pandemic, namely the G7. And he also hypothesized that those countries making the vaccines, I'm emotional. This is super heavy. That the countries making the vaccines would be right at the heart of the slaughter. The countries making the vaccines are at the heart of the slaughter. Part of Cooper's conclusions were, let me share with you his summary. Let's start here. These are his conclusions. It is extremely dangerous to stay in the UK. In terms of my producers, if you could put this this alongside of me, that would be great. It is extremely dangerous to stay in the UK, USA, or Germany, the epicenters of this slaughter, in places where they make the vaccines. 4 out of 5 of us will die here. Number 2, the G7 countries in general are a bad idea. 1 in 3 will die at best. Number 3, European countries in general are unsafe. Number 4, the Eastern European countries that appear to be the safest are Romania, Belize, Chechnya, Lithuania, Finland, Hungary, and Latvia. Number 5, there are quite a number of countries where there is no culling anticipated. He says in summary, it is advised that people temporarily distance themselves, this is unbelievable, from the UK, USA, and Germany. These governments are planning the utter destruction of their own populations. I've been saying that for almost a year. I told you they're planning the destruction of their own people. The United States, whatever is running it right now, the DOD, all wrapped up, they're using pharma. So when I say pharma is the government, figure it out. Don't be stupid. Some of these people out here, I don't think that's the most ridiculous thing. No, it's not the most ridiculous thing. It's all working together. So a pharma company that used to be a real company 20 years ago that was trying to make money, follow the regulations, build products, you know, doesn't exist. It's under the arm of the DOD, the HHS, and the World Health Organization, and whatever is above and around them that's creating this mass. It is a mass genocide. You thought I was being hyperbolic? This just adds to the incredible ball of evidence and pieces that justify calling this a government run. I don't know what else to call it except government, because even though I tell you your government's gone, what I mean is the government when you think of a government, elected, powered by the people, at least to some degree, we all know that's a little bit of a pipe dream. They're all corrupt pigs. But when I say that these pharma companies are the government is the pharma, it's all looped in. How do you think they're accomplishing it? Using the pharma companies is the primary, I believe, the primary way, it appears to be so, to take the help. How else? Why do you think they're driving you to take it? Pregnant women, babies, they don't care. And nothing of it made sense until now. But you didn't test it in babies. Pregnant women, we've never done studies in pregnant women in pharma. Are you kidding? There's no human subjects review board that would approve it. And prior to this hoax, nothing went forward without a stamp of approval by a federally certified human subjects review board. Now we understand. They've been shut down. I'd like to go and ask, like, Maybe not the university human subject review, because they probably give them enough work to keep them busy with their big fat endowments from pharma. But the private companies, the private human subject review companies, you getting any business lately? Maybe they are too, but it's all fake business. I don't know. They're taking down the white population of European descent. Let's just start there. They're filling our country at the same time, if you're paying attention, flowing over the border. For the most part, indigenous South American and Central American third world country citizens, most of them known criminals, murderers, rapists, the cartels, that's what's going to come into the country and probably replace the Democrat plantation. You might think, well, Dr. Jane, come on, two-thirds of the... In summary, Parda Cooper says, it is advised that people temporarily distance themselves from the UK, the United States of America, and Germany. These governments are planning the utter destruction of their own populations, and most are complying. It is almost like a suicide cult. Remember how you can't seem to reason with someone who's taken two or three shots? There are exceptions, but a lot of people reporting that. Maybe that's built in. Remember Parda Cooper and Sasha Latapova and the rest of the analysts and hackers from Team Enigma telling us, showing us other pieces of this situation that lead to selected or paced out partial mass genocide, culling, removing. People are dying every day, or they're getting maimed and injured from these shots and they die later, right? Because they get all kinds of organ damage. It's not just about the heart and myocarditis, where some of these frontliners are trying to make some money, right? It's about so much more. It's about taking people out across different body systems, across many different illnesses. Now, does this mean you're all going to jump and you should get on a boat or a flight and get the hell out of the United States of America or UK? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I can get Craig to come on the show and we can talk about, you know, more of the information around his conclusions and, you know, what thoughts he has. But I'm going to start asking experts that come on my show about this and what they think about it. What they think, those that are serious, that understand this is a mass genocide, and ask them, you know, now in the light of this, what kinds of things? So it's either you hunker down, right? I've been right all along. Just want to know, not about being right or first, but being early, about warning. It gives me great gratification to know that I've warned some people, and they're going to be safe because of it, for now. But you either hunker down small and local, right? You get off their grid, minimize your exposure to the culling, not just taking shots, but wherever they're trying to kill us. So, you know, whether it's food, we haven't quite figured a lot of that out yet, but maybe some of the experts that come on the show will have more information on that. Whether it's, you know, getting into the, now see why the childhood vaccination schedule is dangerous? I knew, because this, if you believe, like I do, that this is a mass genocide, that this is a program, like these things are predicting, then you understand that it's going to come at you from a lot of different angles. So got to start thinking, got to plan, stay small and local. I can all run up to, you know, Latvia and go live. I mean, it's just not practical. Many people will, if they get this, they figure this out. So, oh my God, these countries, I mean, when you get down to the countries, you know, I don't have the whole list in front of me. I have it as a website. You get down to, you know, South Korea, Norway, New Zealand, Portugal. It's 25% of their population. They may notice that to some degree, but when you get down to, you look at that entire link to the Deagle forecast, you're going to see countries that will barely lose 2 or 3%. So I don't know what their baseline is, but they won't notice a thing. And the poisons won't be concentrated there. And the push to take the shots won't be. And so I just find this stunning. I want to thank, I don't say names, but I want to thank someone in my Proton mail. They deserve the credit. They sent a link to the Deagle forecast about a week ago, and it's been on my mind, and I knew I was going to do a show on it. And I want to do, if you're watching the show tonight, I want to do a shout out and a thanks, because this opened a whole can for me. And it's not that I'm always unaware of things. I do appreciate people calling things to my attention, but there's so much. And if I can use my voice and this platform to get it out for you, I'm so happy to do that. So this is not a time to panic. We're, by the grace of God, we are getting warnings. We are getting the chance to survive in his kingdom. So I just wanted to, I want to wrap up a little bit. You know, I just don't see any other explanation for these predictions. As I said, you've been warned. And, you know, may God help us all. May God help us all. Okay. In fact, I actually want to share, you know, before I close out, let me do this. I have a slide that I want the producer to put up that was from my speech Saturday night at the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville. And it was my list of things. It was my list. Let me put this up while I'm wrapping up, because it's a list of things. It was my way forward, right? And it stays small and local, so you're off their grid. Resist everything. Resist shots. Resist, you know, getting yourself, you know, recorded in any government systems as little as you can now. That should be main focus. You know, help each other. Make big room for God. Make big room for God. It's important. Okay. When I return, I'll show you that the pharmaceutical industry commits crimes because their only punishment is writing a check. And God knows with their revenues, that's no punishment at all. I'll be right back. Well, who doesn't want to breathe better and protect the air that your babies and children take in? Who doesn't want to protect the entire family from chemtrails, shedding symptoms, and allergy problems? Well, take a look at the Triad air filtration products. They have something for everyone. There's a home unit that covers up to 3,000 square feet, the Go that sits in the cup in your car. Don't forget the Mini. This is one of my personal favorites for your single room, a dorm room, hotel room, or any individual room like those that massage therapists use for their clients. There's no cord to worry about. You just plug it in and it takes care of the room for about 200 to 250 square feet. With electrostatic filtration, these air purifiers cover every corner of your home and your life. The advanced photocatalytic oxidation and the pulse ionization collect all the harmful matters in your environment and provide you with pure air. You'll never need to change a filter. So no expensive cycle of buying filters over and over again, because the needlepoint ionization technology of these air purifiers means the air is cleared electrically by charging the molecules in your home. And the large home unit is energy efficient, which means it uses very little electricity and won't blow up your monthly energy bill. And don't forget the personal Triad Air Shield. This gives you a 4-foot perimeter around you. You can wear it on a lanyard, on your shirt, on your belt, your purse, backpack. It's always there to protect you. Go to filtersuck.com. That's filters with an S, suck.com. And don't forget to use the promo code RUBY for 10% off your entire order and free shipping. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here. Many of you know that I promote products that I believe in and have vetted, but I also promote products that I use myself. I want to introduce you to Cardio Miracle, the world's best nitric oxide supplement. I'm getting reports from not only the general public, but from experts like Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, a frequent guest on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. He's a treating doctor, an experienced commercial airline captain, and he's reporting that Cardio Miracle is making a difference in reducing the symptoms in the jabbed, protecting people from the effects of the microclotting caused by spike proteins. It's delicious, and I mix the scoop, one scoop, in 8 ounces of water twice a day. For those of you who've taken the jab and are concerned about your cardiac and circulatory health, my conversations with Dr. Kevin Stillwagon and Josh Oder from U.S. Freedom Flyers in an upcoming interview on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show will show you them describing the benefits and the reports they're getting. So check it out at mypowerheart.com. Learn more and try it for yourself. That's Cardio Miracle at mypowerheart.com. Enjoy. Well, by now, most people are aware that the pharmaceutical industry has long been a cesspool of corruption, money changers, quid pro quo, fraud, violations of anti-kickback statutes, generally speaking, a RICO bonanza. But what you may not know is the reason, the whys, the hows of how they've gotten away with it. Any industry or company that continues to do business as usual, conducting itself in the same way over and over with the same violations, committing those same violations after being investigated, prosecuted, and fined, is technically getting away with it. So I want to walk you through a violation tracker by industry on a website called Good Jobs First, credit to them. Under the pharmaceutical categories, there are penalty totals. Let's bring up my picture number one, shows you what they've put together here. And so here, well, they're looking at penalty totals since 2000. Since, let me repeat, 2000, $96 billion over 1,000 records, 1,000 infractions. These companies have paid $96 billion. This website describes the totals as including only those entities matched to a parent company. The industry designation is the primary one for the parent operations overall. No wonder the DOD has so much, the government has so much money to kill us, to develop these things, and to do everything else they damn well please. Now, let's take a look at the top 10. This is and should blow your mind. Okay. When you're looking at the top 10, what's really interesting here is you're looking at Johnson & Johnson. Total penalties since 2000, $15 billion. Guys, $15 billion, just write a check, over 71 infractions, okay? Merck, of course, $10 billion. 81 times offense. Pfizer, our old friend, $10 billion. 90 crimes. Over 90 crimes. They've paid $10 billion. Purdue Pharma, $9 billion. Over 10 infractions. GlaxoSmithKline, almost $9 billion. Over 39 crimes. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries, an Israeli company, 8 almost $8.5 billion over 71 crimes. AbbVie, God, I interviewed with that company and I really wanted the job years ago. And I'm so glad they didn't hire me over, they hired other people. You know, thank God for unanswered prayers. Almost $6 billion over 50 crimes. Takeda Pharmaceutical, almost $4 billion, 25 crimes. Eli Lilly, almost $3 billion, 26 crimes. And then Endo International, $2.7 billion over 27 crimes. I mean, guys, come on. Let's move to picture number two. My picture number two here, it's an individual penalty tracker. This is an individual penalty tracker. It's penalty tracker number one for my producer. This particular list allows us to see which companies have paid the most. Okay, so hold on here. Purdue, you know, they had the big scandal with the, you know, opioid, the opioid drugs. Penalty amount, $8.3 billion fraud. But here's another thing I want you to look at as we scroll down. Let's make sure we get, if you can, scroll down all columns, because you'll see, or maybe we could start with current parent if you can't get it all in. The primary offense type. Let me just, you don't have to, you can look this up yourself, but let's take a look. Okay. Off-label or unapproved promotion of medical products. I told you, it's not illegal for a doctor or nurse practitioner to write off-label. It is against the law for companies to promote their product for something other than what it was approved for, which is the definition of off-label. So to say that ivermectin and HCQ were off-label, that's fine. The companies can't promote it, but doctors and nurse practitioners should have been free. That told me a lot in the beginning. That told me that something very dangerous was going on. So off-label promotion, safety violations. Look at the off-label, 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 tax violations, product safety, consumer protection violation, fraud. What does this teach you? Right? This teaches you that it's not just Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J, or any of the other companies like Novavax, Sputnik, whatever, that are readily connected to the bioweapon shot. The entire industry, and I want you to have this visual, is full of pus, poison, scum, and filth. So here are some of the highest paid fines or penalties since 2000. In picture number two, what I want to jump to is, because you get the idea, let's look at picture three, which is my individual penalty tracker two. Again, you see the same companies over and over and over again. Pfizer, Endo, Glaxo. You see some new ones come in. Again, Pfizer, Merck, you know, Behringer, Amgen, Allergan. And it goes on and on and on. Look at the crimes. False Claims Act. Oh, our drug does X, Y, and Z. Drug or medical equipment safety violation. Again, False Claims Act. Remember when Albert Bourla, let me talk to you about false claims. Remember when Albert Bourla said, oh, Paxlovid, you know, my dangerous drug that has ritonavir in it, which is a black box warning, can kill people when it's mixed with other drugs. Nirmatrelvir and ritonavir. They just resurrected it into Paxlovid. Remember when Albert Bourla said, hey, if you're still sick, just take another round of it. That's false claims that a second round will do the job. Okay. Not to mention his off-label promotion. Again, false claims, off-label, off-label. These are the ways that these companies commit fraud, anti-kickback, illegal quid pro quo. Okay. So it shows you how extensive the problem is and how repeat offense is not a deterrent. Repeat fines are not a deterrent. What's going to deter these companies? You stop them from being able to practice anymore. You take their assets away from them if you weren't all bought and paid for in Congress. The whole purpose of showing you this and highlighting these numbers and rankings is to confirm for you the stench of this industry that's front and center in the mass genocide operation. If you work in these companies, it's my personal feeling that you should get out as soon as possible. Well, but I got, you know, I have bonuses coming and, you know, I have stock options. You're complicit in crimes against humanity. And you know what? I don't care if you're the janitor or the chief executive officer or anything in between. You're now aware of the criminal nature of the industry. And the other main point I want to make is that punishing them with fines is meaningless, as you can see with the repeat offenses. I want to tell you a little story really quick before we jump to my last topic in this segment. I spent 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry. And in one of my companies, very small company, I literally reported to the chief medical officer. And we got to be really good friends. And because it was a small company, the level of work I was doing with regard to research and doing health economics and developing, you know, great studies. We came under an investigation by the DOJ. In fact, that company was raided, like SWAT style. I wasn't there that day. I was traveling for work. And anyway, later learned about the raid and everything. But anyway, the company went through like a 6-7 year DOJ investigation. I started to see from talking to the lawyers in the company that what is happening is that you can get fined up to 10% of your gross revenues. So I, at the time, still believing in my company to some degree, said to the chief medical officer, you know, hey, we could be fined like, you know, $1 billion. I mean, what's going to happen to the company? Like, what's that about? Is that fair? And his response to me, and it was the second to last company I ever worked for, and then I got out. But his response to me told me everything. He said, Jane, we budget for those things. You budget for your criminal fines? Wow. You know, in retrospect, putting a lot of those things together, it just is almost unbelievable. And that's when I knew, man, I've got to get out of this company. And then eventually worked for a small company, really small. So I thought, well, maybe the corruption will be less or non-existent. But what happened was it was 2020. And then they started rolling out the shots at the end of that year, in the beginning of 21. And I saw the handwriting on the wall and I got out. So anyway, just goes to show you. Wow. Incredible. So let's switch to a more fun topic. I want to close out this segment by sharing some of the fun moments from the Reawaken America tour in Nashville, in the Nashville area, Juliet, Tennessee. I'm always proud to be part of it. And as I've told those who have criticisms of the event, Jesus had to go inside the temple to throw out the bums and educate people on their behaviors. Not stand outside like some little self-righteous big shot calling people names. So I'm proud to go there. I'm proud to meet good, you know, Americans, God-fearing, loving people that watch the show, that support the show. I love the opportunity to be with them. And I love the opportunity, because this thing is live streamed all over the world, I love having the opportunity to share important information with them. I was able to share great stories. I did a year in review. Great stories about how I broke some of the big stories of the year, especially the white fibrous clots that the embalmers were finding and pulling out of cadavers all over the world. A lot of people are now know me for that. That show, which was one of my first Dr. Jane Ruby shows, has garnered over 3 million views. Take a listen to a short clip from my speech. And thank you, Elena, who sent me this cup from New Jersey. But I want to read to you, in my closing, I want to read to you some of his words, because I think he would want you to hear this tonight.
I want and I feel the need to reassure everyone that we're winning. It may not seem like it because the enemy is a cornered animal right now. They know that they're going to be exposed or are being exposed right now, and they have blood on their hands, and they will do everything in their power to attempt to conceal and obfuscate. All right? And it's a matter of self-instinct preservation. Be very steadfast in your will and your resolve. Keep pressing for the truth, meaning this pandemic is over, but there's another pandemic that's not over, and that's a pandemic of falsehood, of lies, of false hysteria, of mass panic, and artificially suppressed economies, and the pandemics of suicide, child abuse, spousal abuse, collateral damage of people's health that otherwise would have been treated for normal, normal routine things. My strong wishes for you are to be optimistic, keep an open, happy frame of mind, and we will win. God bless you all. Thanks for staying so long tonight. I'm so glad I got a chance to...
Now, if you want to see the entire speech, please go to my Rumble channel at rumble.com/DrJaneRuby. You can watch the entire speech at your leisure. It's about 10 to 15 minutes long. Don't forget to subscribe while you're over there because we're building a medical information community. I'll have the coffee chats, the after talk. We already have a couple of those, the after talk, which is a new part of the show, and all of these extra special things like my speech. When I return, I'll have some parting words, so stay with me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
According to Dr. Mark Rosenberg, physician and Army vet, the immune system doesn't just keep us healthy and safe. It's literally the master switch for our energy, our clarity, and mobility. So if you're feeling tired, achy, or worn down, there's a good chance that your immune system needs support. Immunity has been the perfect back door for trying to take away our freedoms. But now, Dr. Rosenberg's number one suggestion for supporting your immunity this winter and all the time is BioShield MD with 7 potent flavonoids to deliver targeted immune support by boosting your natural energy levels, improving your mental clarity and mood, and help you experience real joint comfort. Click on the link or go to biomd.info/Jane to check it out now. Thank you for being with me tonight. Remember to resist and deny giving up medical information when asked about your vaccination status. You'll be glad you did. And now you understand more when those of us calling for hauling in these pharmaceutical companies into Congress with all of their documentation, they need to be dismantled, broken up, and never again allowed to be this big so that they can be in a position to call the shots and act like a government and inflict medical tyranny through their contracts and their violations, their repeated violations of federal regs and laws. I invite you to subscribe now to my Rumble channel. It's premium content that's always completely free because it's critical to your health and well-being. You can subscribe there at rumble.com/DrJaneRuby and follow me on my Telegram channel where I break the medical news of the day. Also, and you can find me there at t.me /DrJaneRuby. Also at Getter, Gab, Truth Social, and Twitter. And if you want to support me, my legal defense in this baseless lawsuit filed against me by Dr. Robert Malone, please go to givesendgo.com/protectdrjane. Protect Dr. Jane. Have a blessed evening, everyone, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday.